The time is 11 minutes past the hour of 7. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. And I did want to chat to you about load shedding, because everybody is, and I'm seeing a lot of things going around on social media. A lot of people are sending me messages that say things along the line, well, maybe it's time to look for the light elsewhere. And I wanted to address it. And the first thing I want to say that is absolutely vital, in my view, is the first rule that you should apply to yourself for yourself's sake and for the sake of your family is never, ever make a decision to immigrate in the dark. It is very, very simply not a clever thing to do. Never make a decision to immigrate in the dark. And if you are going to decide, well, let's just talk about this for one moment. The fact is that living in South Africa, sometimes we do sit in the dark, but when the lights come on, we do have people to sit with. And what people often don't realize is that when you go overseas and you go to a place, it's very, very different. It's lonely. So you might have lights, but when the light comes on, you don't have family that are sitting there, and you don't have your friends. You don't have your network. The grid is complicated. It is complicated, the electricity grid. But we have networks that count in South Africa. We've got our doctors and our lawyers and our plumbers and our commercial and corporate networks. Our grid is a phone call away. I've often also heard it said that staying in South Africa, we are depriving our children of an education. It is patently untrue. Our schools, and in fact specifically our private schools, are the finest, as are our universities. And if sometimes our universities are uncomfortable and they are ugly and they are scary, maybe that is not a bad thing. Maybe that's exactly what our children need. I've seen the alternative. I've lived in New York. I've seen it where children are raised without seeing or facing any form of adversity. And believe me, that is not what you want either. Read Malcolm Gladwell. If you don't believe me, he'll explain why us out-of-towners, because that's really what we are, we sit on the outside of many, many parts of the mainstream of the world. Out-of-towners often excel, and South Africa is indeed the Bloemfontein of the world. Raising your children without any adversity is like giving them sugar every day. It's so good when you enjoy it, but it doesn't mean that it's good for you. Don't think that all discomfort is bad. It is not. And it doesn't mean that we need to accept corruption. It doesn't mean that we need to accept mismanagement. It does not mean we need to live in denial. But we can live in a dual environment. We can be positive and still recognize what is going on around us. The answer, and I realized it yesterday, is make your life more comfortable. Get what you need to be happy during a power outage. It doesn't need to be a lot. You know, I noticed that one of my biggest stresses was not having connectivity during a power outage, because I live in an area where there's literally horrific cell phone even when the power is on, and we have a booster. It cost just under 500 rand, 475 rand on Takealot, and I bought a little mini inverter that plugs into the booster. And when the power goes down, it means I've still got connectivity. So what I find I need is a light, I need connectivity, and I need a fan because I can't stand the heat. As long as I can power those things, for me, in my home environment, I'm reasonably happy. I'm not delighted. I don't like to do it. But it's very, very different when I'm sitting with the things that make me so uncomfortable, and I've managed to deal with that. Do that. Decide that you have to find a way to make your life a little bit easier. I'm not suggesting that there's no reason to be concerned. I'm not discouraging people from leaving South Africa. But I am suggesting that you take the time to understand what awaits you if you go. There might not be a lack of electricity, but there will be a lack of something else, whether it is family, whether it is friends, whether it is a network, whether it is secured living content. No matter what it is, there's going to be something. There might even be many things. And if you're not aware of that, then you're not making an informed decision. More importantly, more critically, whatever you do, do not make an emotional decision in the dark. Rather wait until a beautiful African sun begins to rise, when you've gone for a walk in your neighborhood, where you've waved at the other walkers and the other runners, where you've got yourself a cup of coffee at your local artisanal coffee place, and then you can decide if you really, really want to leave. Time is 7:17. A very good morning. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019.